because I'm going to be talking now with Dr. John Lott. You know Dr. John Lott. You've seen him all over television. You read his op-eds and his opinion pieces. You see him as a columnist from time to time, a guest columnist over on Fox News. You see his op-eds all over the country. His latest one in New Hampshire, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. And we'll talk about the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas report, see how much John has gotten out of that to date. I know it's a large report. I don't want to catch him off guard. And many, many other things that the crime for CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center, is working on. CPRC.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. John, Happy New Year. It's already 2019. I know it's hard to believe. You and I have been doing this together on this radio show now for nearly, it's hard to believe, but 10 years. It's incredible, and I thank you for your participation. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to my listeners. John, I don't mean to put you on the spot here. I've gotten as much into this report from Marjorie Stoneman as I can. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but it's been really difficult for me to put it down since I started. It is fascinating. Have you read most of this or all of this or part of it at all?
You're talking about the Trump administration report, or are you talking about the one from
Parkland?
The Florida School Commission. Yeah, and I've read the Trump administration report. I've seen the highlights from the one in Florida, but I haven't looked at it carefully.
The biggest takeaway, as you know, from Parkland was Sheriff Bob Gualtieri in Pinellas County, Florida, who was chairing this commission. And his seeming come-to-Jesus moment, because he has never been one to do, but he is now, he is all over the arming teachers. He gets it. Based on that one paragraph that I just read, it seems to me that they now understand this. And we've been talking about this for a long time. What do you take away from what I just read?
Yeah, no, I'd seen statements that the sheriff who was heading the commission had come out in favor of arming teachers, and I'm glad. I mean, I've been making that argument for over 20 years now. And, and the point that how quickly these attacks occur and how long it takes for people to arrive on the scene to go and stop them, are crucial. But, it's beyond that. It's also just the very difficult job that uniformed officers have. And the point is that these killers have a huge strategic advantage by being able to choose the time and the place for the attack. If there was an officer on the scene that was there, they have several options. One is to kill the officer first. I mean, they know if they kill the person in uniform and he's the only person with a gun there, they're going to have free rein to go after other people. Or they can simply wait for the officer to leave the scene and then do their attack. Or they can move on and pick some other target that's there. And, unless you're going to have an officer in every building, there's no way you're going to be able to cover all the possible targets. Now, the advantage that you have with having a teacher having a concealed handgun is that you take away the strategic advantages that these killers have. It also makes the job of the officer safer, because if these killers go and try to take out the officer, the one person they know for certain has a gun, they don't know whether there's somebody possibly behind them or to the side or also to the front of them who may also have a gun. And once they reveal their position there, then it makes it possible for people to go and try to stop them. I think it's very important in taking away the strategic advantages that these killers have. And, you have teachers or staff there anyway at these schools. It's much less costly than, I guess, the $500 million a year that the state of Florida is going to be spending having one uniformed officer in each of these schools. I mean, even if the person isn't in uniform, as long as the individual is readily identifiable as the guard, the person who's guarding the place, you still have the same problem. And, often you hear discussions say, it's valuable to have an officer there because they can sit down and talk to the students at lunch and other things. That seems to me the exact wrong thing you want to do. It may be fine from a public relations standpoint. It may be fine in most of the cases if you're just trying to get students to trust police and to know what they're trying to do. All those are beneficial things. And from those standpoints, that may be enough to do it, given how rare these mass public shootings are. But the problem is that by doing that, you make sure that everybody knows, even if the guy wasn't in uniform, they know who it is that's doing the guarding and who any killer who attacks the school has to go and try to take out if they're going to get this free rein I mentioned to go and attack others.
Now, there's a piece here, going to page 104. Listen, if you look at this, if you want to go, it's fdle.state.florida.us. Just search Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High and look for the commission report. You'll find it. It's out there. I highly recommend you take a look at this, particularly if you follow this program. There's a, on page 104, the top paragraph, let me read this to you. School districts and charter schools should permit the most expansive use of the program under existing law to allow personnel who volunteer, are properly selected, thoroughly screened, and extensively trained to carry concealed firearms on campuses for self-protection and the protection of other staff and students. School districts and charter schools should not restrict the existing guardian program only to dedicated guardians, and all districts should expand the guardian eligibility to other school employees now permitted to be guardians. Now, we've got 30 seconds, so, John, rather than have to ask you a question and then stop you because we won't be able to get into it, what I'll do is I'll take this into the break by saying what we've just seen here is individuals, in particular Sheriff Galtieri, who I got to tell you, mad props to Sheriff Galtieri down in Pinellas County, but here's what he's seen that we haven't seen. He saw the video. He saw the killing. He saw the opportunities, as he says, either 5, 6, or 7 opportunities that this mad man killer could have been put down. And by that I mean shot dead and ended this. This should never have happened. When we come back, we'll continue this and many other conversations with Dr. John Lott here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, back after this. Hey, gun lover, what if I told you when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy that gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and trusted legal protection for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply text ARM to 87222 right now, and you'll instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, it's quick, it's painless, and it's 100% free. But your opportunity to pick up any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday the 18th. Friday the 18th. The 10 lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restriction. Just text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back, indeed. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for the re-intro. I do appreciate that rejoin. KAAA FX. Get this. KAAA 97.5, Kingman, Arizona. Welcome to the program. You guys are listening live. Good old friends out there in Kingman, Arizona. Been with you for a while. KZZZ, also now 94.1 FM, Bullhead City, Arizona, live right now. Love you guys as well. Northeast Pennsylvania, up in Erie, PA, WZTE AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. Welcome to the program. Let me go back to this commission report for just a second, and then I'm going to get some fascinating info from John Lott. Again, I highly recommend that you take a listen to this, or that you read this report. Chapter 1, it starts out here. I couldn't put it down. The following review of active assailant incidents focuses specifically on targeted school violence attacks that occurred from 1998 until 2018. Their parameters that they used were, for purposes of the report, the definition of targeted school attack includes only those attacks that were directed at quote-unquote multiple individuals, in a general sense, at kindergarten or K through 12 schools. Based on these parameters, again, since 1998 to 2018, 46 attacks involving 48 attackers from 98 to the present were identified within the U.S. Now, check this out quickly. This is quite fascinating. But prior to 1998, targeted attacks as defined here were rare within the U.S. The preponderance of targeted attacks from 1927 to 97 was by non-students. Over the last 20 years, that has shifted. During the most recent 20 years, almost all targeted attacks were perpetrated by insiders such as students or former students. Now, I could go on. They talk about the type of attack, what weapon was used. The vast majority were handgun, but of course the left tells us we've got to get rid of assault weapons when the vast majority were handgun, including the most deadly, 32 with a handgun in Virginia Tech. But why let those facts get in the way, right? And it goes on to talk about ages and so forth. Dr. John Lott, I'm talking with John Lott, the Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, crimeresearch.org, also the author of More Guns, Less Crime. You see him on television talking about this. You read his op-eds around the country. Dr. Lott, this is something that we've discussed over the years on this program together, and you mentioned in the previous segment the rarity of these attacks. Do those numbers that they came up with here that I just mentioned briefly kind of mesh with what you've seen over the years in your just complete body of work?
Yeah, no, I think that's accurate. I mean, I think for mass public shooting generally, it's been flatter over time. But in terms of school shootings, I think you have seen something there. And I think, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on. You have